This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters, designed with the irrigating farmer in mind, giving you the read you need. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Micrometer, friend of the farmer since 1955, supplies a full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quality, accuracy, and durability. It's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen by and trusted by American farmers for almost 65 years. And for a limited time only, when you order a new flow meter, you can get free shipping for it by just mentioning the promo code FREESHIP. Micrometer will send you your new flow meter on the house completely free of shipping charges. That's right, completely free shipping. If you have a problem, they have a solution. Micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources is not an option. Contact Micrometer to see how they can help deliver the accuracy and dependability you need on your farm. Learn more by visiting micrometer.com/ag. That's micrometer.com/ag. Once again, that's micrometer.com/ag. The legal battle over the gray wolf is sure to be heating up again as the federal government is going to lift the protections for gray wolves across the lower 48 states. The news came today from the acting Secretary of the Interior. Gray wolves were given the endangered status more than 40 years ago. There are now more than 5,000 of them in the 48 adjacent states. A judge in Minnesota has squared off against local citizens, standing by her previous ruling directing the state to restrict groundwater pumping and lawn watering to protect a sensitive lake. The judge in Ramsey County, Minnesota, denied a request by the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. She also harshly criticized that agency for what she called a stunning history of failing to comply with state laws designed to protect the environment. From This Week in Agribusiness, the federal government announced this morning additional steps to protect the U.S. hog industry from African swine fever, the disease now ravaging the hog herd in China. Various border protection steps will be taken, including the deployment of an additional 60 teams of beagle dogs, along with their handlers, to try to sniff out a possible disease intrusion. Is it the best airport in America? I've been through Indianapolis International 4 times in the past month, and it is good. But the Airports Council International ranks that airport in Indianapolis the best in North America. This is the 7th year in a row that Indianapolis has been deemed the best airport in North America. As a young man, growing up in a small town in Ohio, Luke Perry was never shy about his ambitions. Those who knew him during his formative years in Frederictown, a village about an hour's drive north of Columbus, said he always made it clear that he wanted to become an actor. The current mayor of that village in Knox County, Ohio, Jerry Day, told the Columbus Dispatch he said he was going to do it, and everyone said, yeah, right. Well, he proved them wrong. Luke Perry, who died Monday at the age of 52, did indeed make his acting dream a reality. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Micrometer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.